west of Tsawwassen and about 25 southwest of Vancouver. According to Earthquakes Canada, the quake hit at 2 a.m. at a depth of 61 kilometers. No tsunami warnings issued, no threat of a tsunami from the quake, and no injuries or huge problems have been reported. Three pit bulls that mauled another dog to death in Kamloops last month have tested positive for methamphetamine and cocaine. The city of Kamloops says the dogs hopped a fence to attack a 13-year-old border collie on September 8th. Investigators say vets and animal behavior specialists have determined the pit bulls were beyond rehabilitation, adding that they needed to be put down. Officials say the city is going to provincial court to get authorization to put the dogs down. No charges have been brought yet against the owners. And a five-seat sushi counter located inside another restaurant is the latest Vancouver eatery to get that illustrious Michelin star. Sushi Masuda was the only new restaurant in the city to receive the distinction. Michelin anonymous inspectors praised the locals' artful, simple, meticulous preparations that allowed Chef Yoji Masuda's personality to come through. There are now 10 restaurants in Vancouver with a Michelin star.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 103.5.
An iHeartRadio station.
Dream big.
Having your phone ring on a Friday morning to tell you that you've won $1,000 is a pretty decent way to kick off your weekend. That could happen later this morning in our Dream Big contest. Just enter the keywords on our website to get into the daily cash draws plus the weekly grand prize draw of $20,000.
This hour's keyword, though, to keep on entering and playing is melody. Melody. Enter that on our website at move1035.ca.
Next keyword coming up at 8 on Move.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. And no.
the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
I've got too much pride. Too independent to have you by my side. But my heart said all of you will see. Just don't live for someone until you live for me.
On a Friday, nothing wrong with daydreaming a little bit over the course of the day and just think to yourself, what am I going to spend if I win $20,000 on Monday? That's a good question to ask yourself. You might be in the position to spend that money if you enter the keywords on our website.
This hour's keyword is melody. Enter melody on our website at move1035.ca. Here's Bulo on Move.
Tell me all your sweet, sweet little lies, all about the dark places you hide. Tell me all your problems, make them mine. Tell me all your sweet, sweet little lies. I live a picture in my head, colors soaring as I float above my body in my bed, yeah. And I wonder if I'm dead, saw the white light flicker, so I wake up in a sweat, cold red. Sirens going off, about something that I dreamt. Thinking about the shit I never told you that I meant. I can shake it off, chloroform, peace and rest. But you know all that friend. Tell me all your sweet, sweet little lies, all about the dark places you hide. Tell me all your problems, make them mine. Tell me all your sweet, sweet little lies. I wonder if the sun will shine again, if I'll ever see your face again. You know I'd rather die than sleep.
airport again. Got a spare key, we can go and play pretend.
We can go and yeah. Pretend,
we can really transcend. Oh.
If you could watch your dreams back like a movie.
Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light.
Scientists in Japan have developed an MRI technology that's revolutionary that could record your dreams and then replay them while you're awake. So they decode and reconstruct the visual images from the brain, which basically, experts are saying, allows the scientists to read your dreams. Now I ask you, do you want scientists to read your dreams?
I'd be interested in seeing them again, because I forget them like 2 seconds after I wake up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that was weird. And then boom, they're gone.
Yeah.
So I would like to go back and revisit. I'm not sure I want anybody else trying to deep dive into my dreams.
Yeah. Like if we just, you know, you were at work and there's you have a board meeting and everybody's dreams just get put up there.
Right.
Like
yeah.
It would be a little bit, you know, Aaron, you?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm fine with what's in your dreams that you don't want people seeing?
I mean, I think there's always stuff. Like I do tend to remember mine, or there'll be stuff that does stick with me or whatever. And once in a while, there's like, oh, I don't want to look at it. Does that mean that? And most of the time, I think it doesn't necessarily really mean anything.
Of course.
Like it's just how your brain has processed the information from the day or something you saw on a television show or whatever it is. But still once in a while, you're like, does that mean I'm a little messed up?
We would have to go into it with like, everybody being on board with the idea that obviously, you know, this isn't what I'm wishing for or hoping for. These are my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so then if you're murdering people or having affairs, nobody's going to judge you.
No, but it would be
one, your dreams.
But it'd be one of those things where if that was the only thing you dreamt, if it was just like a running theme of murder and affairs.
Okay. I didn't say that was me personally. I just said, what are you thinking that you don't want people to see? Huh?
No, I usually tell you guys my dreams. I mean,
yes,
they're a little bit odd, but like, no murders. I don't think I've ever dreamed of murdering anybody.
Huh.
That might be my limit.
Okay.
You draw the line even in your dreams. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good that even in your dreams you can draw a line between the ultimate right and wrong.
I think we're still a few years away from like the technology becoming mainstream, but the fact that they can even do it. And then you kind of go, okay, like, I would like the machine so I could do it, but again, with you, like, I don't necessarily want the other scientists to look at it.
And to me, it's because I don't remember what I'm dreaming about. Like, I don't know what kind of unknown I'm inviting somebody else into. Because as I say, I wake up and I go, ooh, that was weird. And then I instantly forget them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I dream all the time, but I can't remember any of them.
Hmm.
So I don't know what I'd be letting people into. Maybe it'd be okay.
Or maybe.
Maybe. It would be murder and affair.
There you go.
I read recently, and I'm not sure, this is just something I read and I didn't fact check it, but I had read that actually if you don't really remember your dreams, that's probably a sign of better sleep. If you remember your dreams, that it's a sign that maybe you're not getting the type of sleep, like that really super deep sleep that you need.
Okay, well, that feels like a bit of a win. I'd like to get that great sleep for more than 5 hours, but, but at least for those 5 hours, it's really, really great.
The Matt Andrew Show.
6:16, take the wins where we can get them. Coming up, what critics are saying about the new Joker movie in theaters this weekend. It's different from what audiences are saying. We'll talk about it before 6.
I feel so overwhelmed lately. Sometimes I even get, like, totally panicked. I can't sleep. I can't concentrate. My heart's always racing, and it's like there's a switch in my head that I can't turn off. You know what I mean?
I do, sweetie. And you're not alone. Your mom and I are always here.
To help young people overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires & Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
You're gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights, hotels.
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say financial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing financial advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
Woohoo. At Sleep Country, we're celebrating 30 years of great sleep with amazing deals.
Big.
It's the biggest event in our history where you can get up to 30% off almost everything.
As if.
And a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase.
Free.
Hurry in and say cheers to 30 years with anniversary deals only at Sleep Country. See in-store or online for details.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
And now De Beers has been sold. Jewelers worldwide are worried about what's going to happen next.
But our reputation for always paying cash on the spot makes Spence Diamonds a favorite customer of diamond mines and diamond cutting houses all over the world.
That's why we're not worried, and you shouldn't be either.
You have Spence, and Spence has Fiona.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
The Joker is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
Today.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed. But look around. Look at all these people. Who do you think they see?
You can do anything you want. You're Joker.
Joker. Now playing only in theaters.
Ronald McDonald House, BC and Yukon is expanding and needs your help to support more families across the province. Visit rmhbc.ca to buy your 50-50 tickets today and you could win big too. That's rmhbc.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have some volume westbound on the Portman right now, slowing from the east end and stay slow through Coquitlam. The Patello northbound slow from the Scott Road merge. Alex Fraser northbound slow from 64th. Southbound is steady. Canadian Tire in support of Jumpstart. You donate, they play. All funds help families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. Clouds and showers today. It's going to be a wet one, but the rest of the weekend looks dry. We'll see a mix of sun and cloud for the rest of the weekend. The high today, 15. Right now, 11 degrees.
Heading to the movies this weekend, what are critics saying about the new Joker movie? It's very different from what audiences are saying. We'll explain the difference here in a few.
First, it's gross out. It's rainy. Let's pretend it's summer with Despacito.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly, slowly. You fit me, tailor me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie, my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Eso hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Cerré tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, lo vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, lo vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. 6:24. Good to have you here. It's a wet Friday. Maybe a day to check out a movie. And there's a big new release in theaters today. Joker, Folie Dieu.
When I first saw Joker, when I saw you, for once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore.
listen to the evil Joaquin Phoenix laugh. Folie Dieu, which means shared madness. I didn't know that until I looked it up. And I guess the shared madness would be between the Joker and Harley Quinn, because Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn in the new Joker movie. Mm-hmm. The first Joker movie, it was always split between critics and audiences. Audiences really loved it. If you go back and you look at this Rotten Tomatoes score, the critic score was only like 69%, which is not super high for something that was nominated for a bunch of Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience score, though, it was 89%. So audiences loved that first Joker movie when it came out 5 years ago. And up until Deadpool and Wolverine this summer, the first Joker movie was the highest graded, highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
Right.
So you think, here we go, sequel to what was at one point the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. People are going to flock to this thing, right? Lady Gaga's in it now. Yee. It's not looking good for the new Joker movie. Not only do critics not like it this time, audiences like it even less.
Oh, no.
The audience score is only 37% on Rotten Tomatoes so far for people who saw it at early screenings or last night when it did the late night showings.
Oh.
So it's not looking good for the new Joker. And it's just in terms of what it's expected to make at the box office this week, maybe half of what the first one did.
You know, it's so funny because I looked at the trailer. I'm like, it looks great. And I didn't even see the first one because I felt like it was just going to be so sad. And I was thinking that, you know, I should watch the first one and then I'm going to do the second one because now I'm kind of in because Lady Gaga's in it. And mm-hmm. I just think she's fantastic. And, now I don't know. Now I don't know what to do.
Apparently she's not in it as much as you would think she would be in it. That her screen time is not, you know, anywhere near equal to the Joker's screen time. Which seems like a bit of a waste if you're going to put Harley Quinn in as, Lady Gaga rather, as Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big move. And if she's not in it a ton, I mean, maybe she is. That's just the feedback that I've seen in some social posts is like, people thought there'd be more Gaga.
Yeah.
There isn't as much Gaga as you would think there would be.
Maybe they thought, maybe they realized that the movie wasn't quite as strong as they thought and they were like, get out there, sister. Put on a clown tear and get out on it. On everything.
Maybe. It's interesting though, you know, again, for a movie that did so well, maybe there's something to the fact that maybe not everything is meant to have like a franchise. Maybe it was like a moment in time and the first Joker movie did great.
Yes.
Maybe we really didn't need a sequel to it. It could have just stood on its own.
Is it also kind of hard to have a franchise with, you know, a villain? Like, is that done?
Doesn't seem to be hurting the Penguin TV show, which is doing great TV ratings right now.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something different about that. Like a series for me, like even though they're in many respects, they're little mini movies, but I think this, you know, like, will there be a Penguin 2? Actually, Colin Farrell's like, I don't want to do that makeup again.
It's a lot of makeup. 3.5 hours in a chair every day. 6:28 are the Bare Naked Ladies on Move.
Coat, but not a real fan. exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
I'd be rich.
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
The truth is bulletproof. There's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and two, you say hours yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. Cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out. It's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant. Be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good.
cause I used to be young.
Today's Best Variety Move, 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron. If you are going on a first date this weekend, this is what dating experts say are the three questions you should not ask. You should not ask. See if you guys agree with these. Question one, what's your dating history?
First date?
First date.
No.
Well, yes.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Agreed.
That.
Okay. So basically just no need to bring that up on the first date. It's not even relevant. That is a down the road conversation. Question two. If you're on a date that's at a short time limit, and probably should is what they say, like say it's a couple hours, you go out for drinks, but it's going well. The second thing you shouldn't say is, should we go get dinner now? You shouldn't extend the first date.
I don't know how I feel about that one. Aaron, how about you?
I think if it's going really well and you've got that kind of nice feeling, why not?
So the dating experts say that it's actually better, in their opinion, to kind of leave it with some anticipation and wanting more. Like, don't have everything just sort of, if it's going well, saying to extend it could sort of imply that maybe it's going like extremely well and maybe you don't feel exactly that. Or it's just better to have this, like, the flirtation continue and the anticipation of the second date.
Yeah, this is why I had no game. just missed it, because I would have thought the same. That's where I was kind of leaning towards, is what you were suggesting, Aaron, is that if it feels good, let's just keep doing it. But if there's a little more gamesmanship involved in terms of not giving too much away and make sure there's desire for more and curiosity and a mystery and all of that stuff, I was never really good at navigating through that and setting up the right responses.
I think that if there's that kind of chemistry and you click with someone and you're looking for a relationship, that is like games right off the top, and that would be a huge red flag to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yuck.
Because hasn't that like been the plot of movies?
Of
like
course.
Dates that go like 24, wind up going 24 hours.
Yes.
You know, and then not
and
to
then
say
they get
that,
married.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, another 24 hours.
That's
maybe
right.
Even. Yeah. So I'm not sure about that one, but I'll defer to the experts because, as I say, I'm certainly not one.
All
never
right.
Was.
And then the third question that you are not supposed to say on a first date is, do you want to go on another date?
Oh, yeah, that I get.
Yeah.
That's face-to-face awkward.
Yeah. It's the idea of, okay, like, you know what? Again, it's that in the moment, it's like that person is going to feel pressured to probably say yes if they don't mean it. And you need to, like, let the first date process.
Yes.
And then, you know, then somebody has to take the bold leap of asking for the second date.
Love it.
So the feeling here is you guys agree with 2 out of 3.
We're 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
Yeah. Two thirds aligned with the experts here.
Yeah. All right. I don't, you know, the thing, like, I just feel like, should we extend the date is also a leap that I probably wouldn't have done. Like, even if I felt it was going well.
Would it then, if you felt like it was going well and you would have been interested in a second date, if somebody asked to extend it, would that now end your interest in a second date? Because they're trying too hard?
Yeah, like, I don't, yeah, maybe. Like, it's weird that you have that, like, isn't that sort of very human nature where it's like, I don't, if you want it too badly, like,
I'm interested. Oh, wait a minute. You're interested.
You're to
too?
Two? Yeah,
now
I don't know. Like,
now I'm not interested.
Yeah, like, you seem too needy for me. I want somebody disinterested.
Real friends, real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
These are tricky waters at times.
Yeah.
All the best this weekend. Thoughts and prayers. Here we go at 6:39 as we head into the weekend. We'll play the $1,000 minute about 1 hour from now. We'll give you a head start by giving you the answer to question one right after the news at 7.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue. I Surf. Monday at 9 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hero Home Care presents Hero
Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Did you know the world's thinnest hero is the human wafer?
I did not.
Crispy, too. And the most helpful hero team is Hero Home Care.
Hero Home Care?
Yes, whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
So that's why they're heroes and not just caregivers.
Exactly. Say, did you know the strictest hero is the librarian?
Still no.
She's very shushy. Hero! Homecare.ca.
Finding it tough to save with rising costs? At Envision Financial, we're here to help you reach your goals, whether they're just around the corner or years down the road. We offer flexible saving options, competitive rates, and steady returns you can rely on. Boost your savings with guaranteed returns. Talk to an Envision Financial advisor today about options that fit your life. See website for terms and conditions. Envision Financial is a division of First West Credit Union.
Hey up Canada, Yorkshire Tea here. Since launching our proper tasting brew, or tea as you like to call it, we've noticed you do things proper too. Like your favourite dish, fries, cheese and gravy? That's proper. And your winters, minus 30. Brr, that's cold. Niagara Falls? Now that's a proper waterfall. How many kettles could that fill? So here's to drinking a proper brew in a country that also does things proper. Yorkshire Tea, Britain's number one brew. Let's have a proper brew.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from StellaVacations.com.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to YouMoveMe.com.
Do your legs feel tired and heavy? Do you experience cramps, pains, or tingling in your legs or feet? These may be signs of poor circulation and fluid buildup. Active Legs from New Nordic is scientifically formulated to improve circulation and strengthen veins and blood vessels in the legs, using clinically proven natural ingredients like grape seeds, maritime bark extract, and magnesium. 70% of active leg users report being symptom-free in just 60 days. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Loblaws, Superstore, and Jean Coutu, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Port Mann very slow this morning westbound from the east end. We've got lots of volume there. Patello northbound slow from before 128. Alex Fraser slow northbound from 64th Tunnel. Counterflow is out northbound slow from the Delta Works Yard. Enjoy fall to the fullest with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today. Weather's for Lotto Max. Your sky-high dreams could come true with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $50 million, plus an estimated two max millions. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Clouds and lots of rain today, but some sunny breaks for the weekend. The high today, 15. Right now, 11 degrees.
Saturday, but if I go with you, you'll never say.
your black or white.
Spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes?
Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Are you familiar with the code behind Costco prices? I mean, we've heard of secret menu items at fast food restaurants. Are you aware of the secret pricing codes that exist within Costco price tags?
I know so little about Costco. I keep meaning to, like, introduce like Costco into my life, and then the parking lot scare me, and then I don't do it, and I'm like, I really should go because I hear their prices are good.
You're not a regular Costco shopper either, are you, Aaron, or do you dabble in it a little?
I do, okay. I do, and I'm trying as well to do more because there's no doubt that you can save so much.
I was literally talking to a friend who shops there. They swear they save like $50 to $60 for a family of four on groceries every week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is not an ad
that
for
actually
Costco.
Doesn't feel
paying
yeah.
for me to say that. That's just like a friend's yeah. kind of firsthand experience.
I actually feel that the savings could be more.
Hundreds a month for sure.
Yeah. Like if you're willing to buy vats of things. To get, you know, to get the VAT pricing.
They're not the, you know what, Nat, the VATs, that may be one of your fears.
Oh.
And we should overcome it.
So you don't have to buy like a vat of Dijon mustard to
now,
get a good price.
It's a large, large jar. It's okay. The largest jar of mustard you've ever seen.
You'll never get through it in your lifetime.
But it's not a vat.
Okay, sorry. But Drew, continue.
So according to an Instagrammer, her Instagram handle is Amy in Newport. There is a code behind some of these prices. According to this, and I guess this has been somewhat known with Costco diehards for a while, but this Instagram reel that was made recently has kind of brought it back to the surface. So if you haven't heard this before, the idea is that prices that end with 99 cents are the original price. If it ends with 79 cents, that's a manufacturer's discount only for Costco. If prices end in 00, they're a whole number. That means they're on clearance and it's the cheapest they'll get. And if a price ends with an asterisk at the end, that means the item is not going to be restocked
right.
at Costco, which means this is also kind of a blowout price. Daily Hive reached out to Costco to see if they would confirm any of this stuff. No comment back from Costco to them. But that seems to be the Instagram legend anyway of what the prices at Costco really mean.
I believe that those are bang on. And, you know, I have a friend who knows all the codes for the retail stores too, for like the Gap. Like she knows exactly what the ending is and when that means the drop is going to be the next, if it's 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away, like
yeah.
people who are serious consumers.
For sure. Yes.
They
it's
know
a sport.
This.
It's 100%. A sport for a lot of people.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So with the asterisks at the end, does that mean you can make just make an offer? If it's not going to be restocked.
No. I love that.
Yeah, it's like, no. Listen, I know. This is, you need to get this off your shelf.
How about $3 instead of $13?
The Matt and Drew Show.
I mean, you can try it if you like.
Listen, I can't even get into the parking lot. Let's be real. All right. Well, there is no discount on the $1,000 minute. It is $1,000 no matter what. You have to answer all 10 questions correctly. We'll help you out, though. We'll give you the answer to question one coming up after the news at 7.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People sometimes ask, sure, you can consolidate people's debts using telekinesis, but what else can you do? As if changing lives isn't enough. Well, I can also use my power to make it rain hot dogs. It's still not as cool as consolidating debts into one easy payment, though.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Is in the air, and so are falling prices at Cloverdale Paint. It's time to get those interior painting projects out of the way and take advantage of big savings, up to 40% off select interior paints. BCAA members save even more. But hurry, Cloverdale Paint's Fall is in the Air sales event ends October 7th. See in store for details or visit CloverdalePaint.com.
We love what you're doing, Cloverdale Paint.
Celebrate the changing tides of fall at Vancouver Aquarium's Fantastic Fall Days. Fall in love with over 65,000 adorable animals, including a newly rescued sea otter pup. Uncover hidden treasures in the wet lab. Warm up with cozy fall treats and immerse all your senses in a new limited-time 4D movie experience. Discoveries await around every corner. Splash into fall family fun during Fantastic Fall Days. On now through October 31st. Plan your visit at VancouverAquarium.com.
Until October 21st, Lotto Max's Dream Big Contest is your ticket to a second chance. 30 weekly $10,000 prizes plus a $1 million grand prize when you enter tickets at LottoMaxDreamBig.ca. Conditions apply. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation.
Then, again in app.
And me, in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome.
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Hello, goal setter. You're awesome. Come set your financial goals with Goals and Fraser and see how awesome they can be too. Talk to us about a smart money plan today. Gulf and Fraser. Power your possible.
CTVNewsVancouver.ca, your trusted news source. Get stories that matter to you 24/7. Local breaking news. Anytime, anywhere at CTVNewsVancouver.ca and the CTV News app.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
Always be my white rabbit, my favorite bad habit.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have one issue. It's a stall in Delta 99 northbound after Highway 17A. Left merge lane is affected. Iron workers this morning slow northbound through the Cassiar Tunnel. Portman westbound slow from 160th. If you're driving and come across a down power line, never drive over it. Stay back in at least 10 meters and call 911 bchydro.com/stay safe. We've got clouds and showers and rain and wind ahead today. Very blustery day. Mix of sun and cloud for the rest of the weekend. The high today, 15. Right now, 11 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Another rocking start to the day. A magnitude 3.8 earthquake was reported early this morning in the epicenter located 21K west of Tsawwassen, about 25K southwest of Vancouver. According to Earthquakes Canada, the quake hit at 2:08 this morning at a depth of 61 kilometers. No tsunami warnings issued, no threat of a tsunami from this earthquake, and no reports of damage. Three pit bulls that mauled another dog to death in Kamloops last month have tested positive for methamphetamine and cocaine. The city of Kamloops says the dogs hopped a fence and attacked a 13-year-old border collie on September 8th. Investigators say vets and animal behavior specialists have determined the pit bulls are beyond rehab and that they need to be put down. And Eminem, or Slim Shady, will soon have another nickname, and it's Grandpa. The rapper announced via a new music video that his daughter Haley, who we've all heard about since his first hit, is expecting her first child.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and your show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way, 7:35. The first of two plays we play twice, 7:35 and again at 9:35. But to get you closer to that $1,000 at 7:35 this morning, the answer to question one is Hawaii, the state of Hawaii.
Good luck. We'll play the $1,000 minute at 7:35. In just a few moments, exactly how much time are we all wasting when we should be working? Watching TV, playing video games, new stats out on this. Are we ever easily distracted at work? All of us. That's coming up. But first, Backstreet Boys on Move 103.5.
You are my fire, the one desire.